Coach Dobolev, congratulations on winning the Federation Cup. You must be a very happy man right now.
Thank you. I'm very happy because this is first cup for me from Fair Cup of Federation. I'm champion Ghana, champion Bulgaria, two-time vice champion Nigeria, champion for top four, second. But this is first cup for Federation. First cup for me. I'm very happy.
Okay.
This is a present for President, for Patrick Juba, for every supporters who is the every match supporters team. I'm very happy. Thank you for my players. И thank you for good job. Nasarawa United is that today play perfect, but Jesus for help for me.
But your team didn't play well during 90 minutes. You couldn't convert any of your chances. Were you scared at any point in time that you might not win this game?
My team play very good for tactical because this match no like match from Premier League. This is tactical match. You watch every team play for 0-0, maybe looking for counter attack, looking for one opportunities for goal, but match finish 0-0. I think this is from God. But for penalty, this is chance for my team, victory for my team. I am very happy. Congratulations, Nasarawa.
Okay. What next for you?
Now celebration, nothing for tomorrow. Today must celebration. Today drink too much vodka. Tomorrow thing okay. For everything.
CAF Confederation Cup for you next year. You'll be on the continent. Do you think FC Feyenoord can make it to the group phase and even put up a good performance?
Well, starting my job before 2 years, I speak this team after 1-2 years champion. Now I speak this team after 1-2 years champion for Africa.
Congratulations, Coach.
This is situation.
Coach, go 90 minutes, your team had the better chances, better clear-cut chances. You could have won this in regulation time. Do you feel that maybe your players should have done a little better converting those chances?
Yeah, that's football for you. You cannot ever predict something. As far as the football is concerned, that's how it will be. So, even they have their own chances too, they didn't take it. So, they are the lucky side today. I think the boys have shown what they can do. Nobody gave Leicester United this chance so far. Well, that's football for you. I've said it before the match. The game, final game can go either side. Anybody that's watched the game, we know that at least we have proved ourselves that yes, we are something in football. Today may not be our day. Penalty can go either side. I'll just wish them all the best. Congratulations to Ifeanyi Oba. But I know my team is not a bad side.
Tamer Medrano, congratulations on winning the FA Confederation Cup. How are you feeling at this particular moment?
I think I'm feeling so high because it's been a long, hard season. We are so happy clinching this trophy because our president has invested a lot for us. So we are so happy for winning this trophy. We feel fulfilled and our dream of having a continental ticket has been achieved. So we are so happy.
This is your first Federation Cup title after all your years in Nigeria. I'm sure you must be particularly delighted.
Yeah, I'm so happy because I've been in Nigeria for some time. Fortunately, I haven't been able to win a collective trophy, but I've won a foreign best player for some time now, so I'm so happy we won a trophy, and I'm so happy winning this trophy for my team because it's my first season with the club, and we have achieved this feat, so I'm so happy.
Tamen, you played in the Nigerian Professional League for as many as 7 years now, but you never really got in a call up to the Cameroon national team. Are you hoping that this might start the beginning for you in the Cameroon national team?
Yeah, this is a new chapter because I'm really hoping for my country to see what I'm doing here for some time now. I've been doing well for Nigeria for a long time now, so I'm so happy. Maybe this is a new chapter for my career also. So everything is possible in football, so I'm so happy, expecting something might come up.
Last season you were on the verge of winning the league with Sunshine Stars. Can you say this is a kind of goal?
Yeah, I think my effort has been crowned because last season we did so very well. We're so close to winning the title, but we didn't win it. So this season with my new club, so we are so happy to achieve this feat.
Tamen, Nigeria has been grouped alongside Cameroon on the road to the Russia 2018 FIFA World Cup. What are your postulations for that match, Nigeria-Cameroon? Who would you be supporting when that match comes up?
Definitely I will support my country, but it will be a mixed feeling because Nigeria is also like my home because I've been here for some time. So if Cameroon win, it's good. Nigeria win, it's good. It's football.
Victor Ezeji, it's very nice to see you again.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, what did you make of this 2016 Federation Cup final between Nasarawa United and Ifeanyi Oba FC?
It was extremely a tight game, but in all honesty, I think Ifeanyi Oba were a little bit luckier because Nasarawa deserved to win because they did all the... I think they were more hungrier than Ifeanyi Oba. They played so well than Ifeanyi Oba. Ifeanyi Oba's attack did not bite at all. But Nasarawa had their chances and they didn't take it. But that's football. And we have to give it to Ifeanyi Oba. They've done so well to get to the finals and winning the trophy.
Ifeanyi Oba FC also had almost as many as five or six players missing because they were cup tied. Do you think that might have affected their performance somewhat?
Definitely. You know, I didn't even give them this chance to hold on to 90 minutes because I know most of their players were cup tied. And it was going to affect them definitely because most of them didn't play. Most of the players that played the FA Cup are probably playing in the league, you know. But since they've gotten to the finals, they have no option than to play. But I believe the players that were cup tied really affected the team.
Victor, you are also a winner of the Federation Cup. I am sure you must understand the emotions going through the minds of these players now. What would they be feeling at this particular point in time?
Well, like I've always said, the trophy belongs to Ifeanyi Ubah. It is the aftermath of the trophy that belongs to the players. So winning it is just it, because the only way you can get rewarded outside anything you're getting is winning the trophy. Once you're able to win the trophy, you're sure something must be added to whatever you're earning. That's the bottom line for me.
Ifeanyi Ubah FC is just 1 year old in existence, and in their first ever campaign in the Nigerian Professional Football League, they've won a trophy. It's a remarkable achievement, isn't it?
Of course it is. It is. Just like we said, Rivers United came second and they were celebrated. And Ifeanyi Ubah won a trophy in his first year. It's a massive achievement for him.
People have said that 2016 is the year of the underdog. Leicester City winning the title in England. Wales getting to the semi-finals of the Euro 2016. Rivers United and Ifeanyi Ubah doing fantastically well. Do you agree with that?
Of course. Even Rangers after 32 years. So I think, just like you said, it is.
So finally, from what you've seen of the FC Ifeanyi Ubah, do you think they can be worthy ambassadors of Nigeria in the CAF Confederation Cup next year?
If they prepare well, they will. If they don't prepare well, they will not be.
Victor Ejiji, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.